This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is The Lamb, and I'm your host for today, Adriel.
And I'm your other host, Mario.
I'm Luca.
I'm your other host, Mir.
Yep. Without further ado, we'll just get straight into the first song. It's called Hail Mary by CBC. That was Hail Mary by CBC. A little bit repetitive in my opinion, but I feel like it started off the day good.
I agree. It
definitely started off the day good. Nice. Wasn't exactly upbeat. Wasn't mellow. It was in the perfect middle in between.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was going to say it was leaning a little bit more to, what's it called? Upbeat. But yeah, I'd say it was more of like a in the middle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It flowed smoothly. The next song Fear for Mind by Dana Bowie. That was Fear for Mind by Dana Bowie. The album is called Experiments in Plant-Based Music, Volume 1. I was going to say that song was really, I'd say, experimental, you know? It's not the typical song.
Was it plant-based?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope so. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Have you guys had the Impossible Burger?
No.
That song definitely reminded me of, like, Mac DeMarco vibes.
I felt some Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a cool song.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely experimental. Like, well, it didn't say experimental. It says experiments.
Big difference between those two.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you the difference, though.
Yeah. Actually, I couldn't either. But anyways,
it was experiment gum
type stuff.
The next song is called Rolling Hills by Calico. Was Rolling Hills by Calico. To me, it sounded a little bit like he was inspired by Jeff Buckley.
I agree.
I feel like he, the way that the melodies were, it just sort of reminded me of him. But at the beginning, it definitely sounded like something that I wouldn't have expected it to turn into, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it had a country sounding beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very thick drum roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Rolling Hills by Calico. And the next song is Ma Bien Amy Bye Bye by Christina and the Queens.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh,
That's Más Bien Amé, Bye Bye by Christine and the Queens. I didn't understand any of the lyrics, but, you know, it sounded nice at least.
Yeah.
That's the thing that matters.
It did sound really nice. I really enjoyed the ending where it all just crescendoed, and then you could see the drums coming in and clashing in with the voice, but it was more, not more, I shouldn't have used clashing, but it was really in sync with each other.
To me, it sounded a little bit like Slow Dive, but I feel like Slow Dive sort of puts their vocals more, I'd say, into the instruments, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it blends more. But this one, the vocals were a little bit more present. At least that's what I thought of the song, but, yeah. Just a quick PSA for now.
Join the SFU SOCA, Students of Caribbean and African Ancestry, all throughout February for events in celebration of Black History Month. On February 1st, at the sub-social stage, from 3 to 5 p.m. is the kickoff ceremony with a focus theme of African Americans and the arts. On February 9th, games and movie night in the SOCA room in the Student Union Building, room 1430, on the first floor, from 6 to 10 p.m. February 16th, get your groove on with a dance workshop held in subroom 2410, second floor of the Student Union Building, from 6 to 8 p.m. And finally, February 24th, support SOCA in recognition of 30 years with a gala event held in the sub ballroom, fifth floor of the Student Union Building, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.
That was the PSA. And the next song will be Organic Orange by Bobby Love Song.
Thank you.
That was Organic Orange by Bobby Love's song. Sounded a little bit repetitive to me, but
I liked it. I felt like I don't know who exactly it reminded me of, but I felt a little bit of Biba Doobie and Clairo.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
More of Clairo's like earlier songs than like what she does now. I feel like she is more like a Taylor Swift vibe now. But
I haven't listened to her recently, but I yeah. definitely was. I was gonna say something about the Clairo thing, but I forgot. But but yeah.
But yeah, I like the like computer-ish vocals. Like it's not, you can tell it's like not fully her voice, but it's there's an extra presence. Like not, I don't want to say it's like auto-tune because I know Clairo can sing really well.
It's like a certain not. Sort like of effect. Distortion,
yeah, yeah,
like mixing effect that they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, like they have it for
like a filter
boa,
kinda?
Yeah, filter, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I enjoyed that effect they do. Thank you, Mario, for that insight.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I like the sort of like feel it gave, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't like boring, but it was like nice to listen to, it was like relaxing. That's what I'm looking for. Is that it was repetitive, but it was relaxing. You know,
it's just something you can turn on while doing anything.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, definitely. The next song is gonna be a little bit more of a popular one. It's called "How Soon Is Now" by The Smiths.